Last week, I talked about one of our unsung insect heroes, the house centipede. This got me thinking about other small insects in our natural world that probably don't get the attention and respect they deserve. Lots of these creatures are very small and in many cases are seen as a nuisance to us humans who just want to enjoy a nice day outside without insect interruption. Even though we view many insects as pests, their presence is an important link in the natural chain that ties all species together. So, I thought what better bug to feature than one that is instrumental in the reproduction of one of our native plant species, Jack in the Pulpit. The insect I have in mind is the fungus gnat, and, with a name like that, I think it could use some positive PR. Fungus gnats are part of the fly family. Adult fungus gnats are delicate, grayish-black, mosquito-like flies with long legs and one pair of clear wings. They grow to a few millimeters in length. As their name suggests, fungus gnats are drawn to fungus and fungus-like smells. They lay their eggs in moisture-rich soils and have a preference for plants in dank, wet environments. They congregate around rotting and decaying plant matter, as well as on algae and fungi. Some fungus gnats are exceptionally hardy, being able to tolerate cold conditions since they possess antifreeze proteins. Despite having wings and being part of the venerable fly family, fungus gnats are not strong flyers. You're more likely to see adult fungus gnats scuttling around the leaves of plants than flying. Their poor flying skills are of great benefit to the Jack in the Pulpit, a native plant with which the fungus gnat has developed a symbiotic relationship. The long, narrow flower of the Jack in the Pulpit smells somewhat like mushrooms, which brings all the fungus gnats to the yard. The gnats fall inside the pulpit and, because they can't fly out, they are reduced to trying to walk up the slippery sides of the flower. This rarely works, so fortunately for the fungus gnat, there's a small hole at the base of the pulpit that allows them to escape. If the flower is male, the gnats wind up covered in pollen from their harrowing floral adventure. When the fungus gnat comes across another Jack in the Pulpit, it starts the same journey again because it can't resist the sweet smell of decay. If the plant they reach next is female, the fungus gnat leaves the pollen it collected from the last pulpit inside. Unfortunately for the fungus gnat, female pulpit flowers lack the small escape hatch at the bottom, so they are often trapped inside. Every maturing fruit of the Jack in the Pulpit contains one or several entombed gnats. The fungus gnat takes one for the team and helps the Jack in the Pulpit reproduce and make new plants, which in turn feed birds and mammals throughout the forest. Deer eat Jack in the Pulpit roots, while wood thrush, turkeys, and other wild birds eat the berries, which are particularly favored by pheasants. The entire life cycle of a fungus gnat from egg to adult may be completed in as little as 3 to 4 weeks, depending on temperature. Because they are so small, fungus gnats have a large number of predators, and they don't often make it to the full 4 weeks. They make good use of their time, though, and are an important part of the life cycles of other native plants, insects, birds, and animals. I will note that if you're an indoor gardener, fungus gnats can be a real problem. While they pose no threat to humans or healthy adult plants, fungus gnats can wreak havoc on seedlings and plants that are struggling. If you're seeing lots of fungus gnats on your indoor plants, it may be a sign that you're giving your plants too much water. Fungus gnats love to feed on the wet roots of plants. There are plenty of other ways you can control fungus gnats, including letting your soil dry out or using a mix of hydrogen peroxide and water to spray your plants to kill the gnat larvae. Or you could buy a number of female Jack in the Pulpits and watch the symbiotic relationship up close. You can learn more about our local plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Patternot.